Got milk?
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 My answer to that question is actually yes this morning. We are starting a debate over something that's actually become a pretty important movement in the sustainable agriculture movement around the country, buying local. All of those sorts of issues are embodied in our next discussion, and it is all about milk. Joining us is David Gumpert, the author of The Raw Milk Revolution, Behind America's Emerging Struggle Over Food Rights. He's on the line from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And Bill Marler also joins us, who got up very early in Seattle, Washington. He represents foodborne illness victims. He's also the editor of RealRawMilkFacts.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So once upon a time, a long time ago, when refrigeration wasn't as ubiquitous as it is today, Louis Pasteur came up with a process for killing bacteria present in milk that caused serious sort of foodborne illnesses, hundreds of years ago, and plagued modern society until pasteurization came up to take care of that, and which is why certainly all milk that you find in the grocery store and most beverages that you find are pasteurized in some way. David Gumpert and Bill Marler, is that a fair assessment of the historical context for the pasteurization process?
I think it's a fair assessment. I think the other thing that, you know, that is different today than it was even 25 or 30 years ago is that there's a lot of, you know, bacterial, viral diseases, the bugs out there that are much more virulent, much more likely to kill. E. coli 0157, we're having an outbreak of lettuce with a new bacteria, E. coli 0145.
All right, so bacterial culprits are more dangerous, even if there aren't necessarily more of them than there were in Louis Pasteur's time. Bill Marler, that's sort of what you're saying there. But let's get to the raw milk itself. David Gumpert, I've got two samples here. One is a pasteurized milk that I can buy in the grocery store from Organic Valley. The other is raw milk from a milk cooperative available here from a farmer in New York City. First of all, how possible is it to get raw milk these days? David?
Well, it depends where you live. If you live in a state like California, you can go into many supermarkets, or let me put it this way, into many health food stores at least, and you can buy it retail.
And that would be 10 states can do that, Maine, Connecticut, New Hampshire.
States, right. Connecticut, Maine, California, I think Washington State, you can do that. So it's it depends on where you live. If you live in a place like New Jersey, raw milk can't be sold legally anywhere. So there are, I think, about 20 states where that's the situation.
All right, before we do the taste test here, and Celeste, you've got both samples over there?
No, I have regular.
You have regular? All right, I've got the high test, the raw here, and I'll pass that over to you. So, David, first, the argument for why raw milk is advantageous in some way.
Well, there's an argument made by many raw milk drinkers that it's healthier. There are raw milk drinkers, and I've heard many of them testify in state legislative hearings who will are very passionate that they have dealt with things like lactose intolerance, things like, and they've reduced the severity of asthma and
Are you passionate about raw milk, David?
I'm sorry?
Are you passionate about raw milk?
I'm passionate about people having the right to consume raw milk. I think that's a personal choice. And when I hear those stories, scientists will say, well, that's anecdotal. But I respect those stories. There actually is research, though, out of Europe. Just a few years ago, there was a study done of 15,000 children aged 3 to 11, and they showed significant decreases in the incidence of asthma and allergies from drinking raw milk.
But basically, your passion comes from not having the government interfere in food that you could get without pasteurized processes. Bill Marler, what's the argument against raw milk, and what is your chief concern?
Well, the raw milk movement is here to stay, and I think, you know, Dave and I agree with that. I think prohibition never worked. My main concern, and again, it comes from the perspective of representing you know, children who drank raw milk that their parents purchased, that the children then became severely sick and developed acute kidney failure. Children were on life support and will have lifetime, you know, difficulties with their kidneys and other organs. I also represent a woman who drank raw milk. It had Campylobacter in it, which is a very common bacteria that's found in cattle and has been found in raw milk. She developed GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and is now completely paralyzed. So
there are clearly some dangers here. Well, let's get the taste test going here. First, I'm going to take the supermarket milk. You've had your taste of the supermarket milk?
I have, yeah.
Yep, tastes very familiar.
Yep.
Right? Perfectly great.
Yep.
Now the raw.
Can you tell the difference?
Well, it's closer than I would have thought, but very intense. I like it. The raw is great.
Are you currently experiencing renal failure?
No, I'm not experiencing renal failure, but that would take a little while. Here, I'll pass you over.
Well, I think that's very unfair. I mean, it takes 3 to 4 days.
No, I understand. No, Bill.
The children suffer.
No, I understand. And we're not making fun of that. We're absolutely not making fun of that.
You are.
No.
I think that's very unfair.
No, but let's get to the question. Is it possible for parents to get raw milk and be safe, to take certain precautions without pasteurization, Bill?
Well, the reality is if you notice where the cow's anus is to where the cow's the milk comes from, it's a very difficult task. It's not to say that it can't be done perfectly. I mean, there are people who drink raw milk and who do not get sick. But the reality is that pasteurization works. The anecdotal benefits that David cites, I won't discount that they may be real,
but they have to be traded off against the very serious issues that your clients are dealing with. David Gumpert, very quickly, last word.
I think there are risks in all areas of our life, and you can find examples of children getting sick from hamburger and from spinach, and Bill has represented those people. So it's,
all right, so it's your choice, raw milk or not.
We don't say that those foods, understood.
David Kumper is the author of The Raw Milk Revolution, and Bill Marler is an attorney who represents foodborne illness victims. Raw milk or pasteurized? You decide. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.